Bir de süper dünya fenası konusu gibi John Clunk gibi bir şey görünüşü gibi komutan bir şey gastron sistemine plajya. This is a civil colonoscopy and service in the hospital of the MCR, Dr. Chandra, Bishop, Bishop, Blood, Bishop, Bishop, Elizabeth, and Napier, Bishop, Babs, and Colonoscopy, Heart, and Colonoscopy, 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 and Exam question due to moderate erosive duodenitis, biopsy response to some of the CDs which were intraparticular partial as well. Entromal to moderate erosive gastritis and the entrobiopsy to indicate as following. The retro picture is incised over the upper body in the stomach for nascali gastro lignoma except for proximal body in the stomach has erosive gastritis. The scuba is straightened, the biopsy from the distal stomach, biopsy of the middle stomach, distal body stomach, mid body stomach, and proximal body of the stomach. Where multiple biopsies were taken circumferential as a mapping for the gastrointestinal aplasia, and biopsy from the proximal body stomach was done to avoid any plastic or inflammatory changes. A scuba injection patient grade A esophagitis question instructs more better biopsy to describe the injury or better surgical resection. Pressure of the complication patient will turn around, KYJ reply, receive scuba rectum or receive money, sending colon, flying fry, sending the colon, have a flesh, basal cecum, dark picture, patient poorly prepped colon, especially. Then from the transcolon onwards was poorly prepped and could not a good visualization. I saw a flat semi-pedunculate polyp node at the hepatic flexure, about 8 millimeter diameter. It was removed completely with the heart sniff polyp effect, no post-polyp-fracture bleeding. There was another polyp noted at 30 centimeters from the anus, which is about 8 millimeter also. But 6 to 8 millimeter, which was removed the heart sniff polyp effect successfully. There was some. This was semi-pedunculate polyp, and there's question of ulceration in the center of the polyp. Ulcerated appeared, it was serrated appearing polyp. So I removed completely the heart stent polypectomy, and since it was serrated appearing polyp of endoscopy, I spotted with the black ink for the future reference coming out. The could not have a good visualization of the colon and the rectum expression attempt could not complete because it was a straight tight colon and it was not yielding on reflection, but coming out distal rectum was seen unremarkable and some internal hemorrhage noted, not bleeding grade 1. I have a social perception on complication. Finding number one, his date of birth is 10/23/1958. Finding number one, grade esophagitis. Number two, cautious shock, similar to better. Biopsy was taken slightly under. Number three, proximal body of the stomach was erosive gastritis. Biopsy was taken with new plastic inflammatory changes. Number four, biopsy for the proximal, mid, and distal stomach was done. Circumferential from the body of the stomach. Multibiopsy was taken, sent to separate jar for as a follow of the gastrointestinal aplasia. Number six, patient has enteral gastritis. Biopsy was taken with isopyrite. Number seven, erosive duodenitis. Biopsy was taken. Number seven, eight, colonoscopy of eight up to cecum. Number nine, poorly prepped colon. Number 10, a polyp nor hepatic flexure, same as pedunculate, 8 millimeter diameter, removed completely with heart stent polyp successful post polyp bleeding. Number 10, another polyp noted at 30 centimeters from the anus, which was removed same as pedunculate about 6 to 8 millimeter diameter, serrated appearing polyp, removed completely by the heart stent polyp successful post polyp bleeding. But because nature polyp, I injected black ink for the spotting. For the future reference and depending on what the pathology comes out. And number 10 is hemorrhage. Recommendation, I went for the esophagic biopsy. Esophagic biopsy comes negative for esophagus and repeat of endoscopy in 1 year, especially if the biopsy of the stomach all comes negative for just positive for gastrointestinal aplasia, but no evidence of any dysplasia. Number four, if the biopsy of the stomach comes out to be, especially proximal body stomach comes out to be a new plastic change of atypical cells, then recommendation of endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation. A bit for the stomach enterobiopsy goes for head of quality therapy. A bit for the small biopsy and number six. A bit for the colon pathology. If the colon pathology comes benign, we'll certainly want one have a repeat colonoscopy in a few weeks because of the poorly prepped colon. I'm going to start patient protonics 40 milligram per day and also start patient ketoprid 1 gram TID. Following to sanitation. Please send the cover to patient primary care provider Dr. Vu and cover Dr. Param Sari. Day pursue as April 6th or 23rd. Day between April 6th or 23rd. Patient option.